It was 50 years ago today that little-known state Senator Lawton Chiles started a 1,000-mile walk across Florida. The trip that earned him the nickname Walkin' Lawton would take him to the U.S. Capitol and later the Governor's Mansion in Tallahassee. WUWF looks back at this famous journey that began north of Pensacola in the small town of Century. Today, a small sign serves as a reminder to residents and visitors of the campaign trek that propelled Lawton Chiles into the U.S. Senate. A historic marker denoting the Lawton Chiles Trail is located on State Road 4, just east of U.S. Highway 29 in Century. Dedicated to Walkin' Lawton, it includes an image of a pair of his old worn-out boots.
My name is Bubba Hammy. I'm a lifelong Century resident. I've been working for Bondurant Lumber and Hardware for 27 years.
Hammock is one of several people in the community who were around back in 1970 and recall the buzz surrounding the political event.
My mother was Mamie Hammock. She run Mamie's Restaurant from 66 to 76, right down the road here, just a block or two away. And the year that Mr. Chiles started his walk, he had breakfast in my mom's restaurant that morning.
Hammock was just 12 years old at the time. He's not for sure, but says Chiles and company likely would have enjoyed a plate of eggs and bacon to start the day. He did recall the crowd that gathered at the restaurant and that his mother was honored to host them.
I think it helped put our business on the map as far as, you know, people from all over the state saw Mamie's Restaurant, and I thought that was really neat. You know, as I grew older and I've looked back on it from time to time, I even brought it up on the internet a few years back and looked at it. And it was great for our business, my mom's business, and the town.
I'm Jerry Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Retired from careers in photography and insurance, Fisher is president of the Alger Sullivan Historical Society, a post he's held for more than 20 years.
Been here most all my life, and I went to school in Hawaii, but my heart was always in dear old Century. I've never wanted to be anywhere else except here.
Fisher was in Century and serving on the town council at the time of the walk in March 1970. He was at the kickoff event with some of his council colleagues.
It was great. I know Marie McMurray, one of our black city councilmen. He really hit it off with her because I think she went for a walk with him some. And Marie, I told her then, I said, Marie, you're too dead gum old to be out plundering around walking with that young man. Shut your mouth, Jerry Fisher. But it was fun. It was good.
A special detail for Fisher is that his wife is from Chiles' hometown of Lakeland. And amid the hoopla over the walk, the candidate took time out to look her up and meet and greet with voters at the nearby ballpark.
And he was really down to earth. He knew how to communicate with people like country people like me and Bubba. I thought he did a great job. And he was a lot like Bob Sykes. If you needed him, you could call him. And he would return your call. He would talk to you.
On that day, back at Mamie's Restaurant, when it was time to leave, Chiles walked out the front door of the diner, crossed Highway 29, known locally as North Century Boulevard, and headed out Highway 4 toward Jay.
Well, he didn't take up a lot of time, I didn't think, with the newspaper men. He was more or less interested in talking to the people. And they lined the streets, people followed him out of town. It was a real big event, and the people were tickled to death to get that much publicity from Lawton Chiles, Walkin' Lawton.
Chiles mapped out a route that took him east across the Panhandle and then south toward the Florida Keys. An archive report from Miami-Dade College's Wolfson Archives features a 1970 interview with reporter Fred Francis of Miami's Channel 4 News.
Senator Chiles, what's the basic issue you found, the one overriding issue from Pensacola to Miami that seems to be troubling the people?
The overriding issue that people are frustrated and fed up with the fact that they don't think their vote counts or what they say or think counts anymore. They never see an elected official. They just see them on television when they talk to them. And their taxes go up and up. but they can't find anything in those taxes that they think affects them. Traffic is terrible on our roads. Pollution is continuing in our lakes. Nothing is being done about that. Schools are in a state of havoc. And yet money is being spent everywhere, and they don't think anything applies to them. I'm walking and listening. I'm trying to find out what people think I ought to do as a United States Senator. What do y'all think?
That's what he learned, I think, on the walk, was to listen to people, which, you know, most politicians don't listen to people, and Lawton did.
This is Chris Broxson, widow of former State Senator John Broxson, who died just months ago in December of last year. Broxson and Childs were longtime friends, dating back to their time together in the Florida legislature.
They didn't really become good friends until in 1966, there was a wave of House members that were elected to the Senate, and Lawton and John were in that class. That became a very close group.
What you got there?
This is Charlie Kennedy, and then, of course, that's John and Lawton.
Shuffling through old photos, Broxson said her husband John's initial response to the walk was that it seemed a little crazy, and he thought, how's he going to do that?
Of course, he did not walk every step of the way. He did have vehicles to pick him up when the only thing there were pine trees, and that was the way he got to rest.
Nevertheless, Chris Broxson says their support for Childs was there from the beginning and throughout his 91-day, 1,000-mile journey.
That walk, he would call John. They stayed in touch. He would be somewhere, and he'd call and say, I saw so-and-so, and what do you think about this?
With very little name recognition beforehand, Lawton Childs' walk across Florida was wildly successful, generating much-needed media coverage and helping him to meet voters all across the state. He went on to win the Democratic primary and defeated his Republican opponent, William Cramer, in the general election by a margin of 54% to 46%. Coming Thursday, longtime political power brokers discuss Childs' legacy. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.